start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel الحمد لله it is the karam and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that we commence in his name we send peace and blessings upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan ab jahan se bhi join kiye hain marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel this is also the mercy of Allah azza wa jal alhamdulillah rabbil alamin we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances today our discussion on Madani channel in the company of our respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Muini Attari and our topic for this morning inshallah azza wa jalla is value wealth before poverty inshallah azza wa jalla kis tarah se hum allah ka shukr ada kare kis tarah se hum is ni'mat ki hifazat kare how should one show appreciation to allah azza wa jalla together with this saving himself from facing poverty and various other types of calamities stay tuned with us till the end of today's program we have a beautiful kalam rozana ki tarah aaj bhi ek sawal hai aur ek kalam bhi inshallah azza wa jal sawal bhi sunenge kalam bhi sunenge and we are going to continue with our discussion be ready dear viewers have your pens and diaries ready to jot down the madani pearls and today's sawal inshallah azza wa jal as you are seeing on your screens the segment called did you know the question for this morning is where did sayyidina nooh alayhi salatu was salam bury the blessed body of hazrat sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam after the great flood. This waqi'a, yani with relation to the flood, has been described in the Holy Quran Pak and we have even had a silsila and a discussion with relation to the flood in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. How did the flood occur? What were the signs of the flood? How he alayhi salatu wa salam embarked on the ark which he alayhi salam had made and built with his own hands. And how, subhanallah, the world's population thereafter had increased and grown from then onwards. So where did Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, after this great flood, bury the blessed body of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam? And we should send abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saath hi saath mein inshallah is kalam ko bhi sunte hain. And dua bhi kariye. Have this hope and umeed in your heart that your turn will most definitely come if you submit your application and desire of presenting yourself at Rawda-e Anwar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to is kalam ko sunte hain agar qismat mein ho jana nabi ke aastane par is kalam ko sunte hain inshallah and when we are done inshallah we will continue with our beautiful discussion sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam
aqa aqa قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر میں جاؤں بن کے مستانہ میں جاؤں ستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے
ٹھہر جاروں گے مضطر، واسطہ رب کا نہ جلدی کر، ٹھہر جاروں گے مضطر، واسطہ رب کا نہ جلدی کر، نکلنا گئے نکل جانا، نکلنا گئے نکل جانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا، قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر،
تڑپتے گئے بلکتے گئے، مچلتے گئے یہ دیوانے، تڑپتے گئے بلکتے گئے، مچلتے گئے یہ دیوانے، خدا ان سب کو پہنچانا، خدا ان سب کو پہنچانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا
کیا گئے حج بیت اللہ ادا، تم حاجیوں نے اب کیا گئے حج بیت اللہ ادا، تم حاجیوں نے اب مبارک گو جانا، مبارک گو تمہیں جانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر، اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا
کر شہر طیبہ میں دعا، جب زائروں مانگو، پہنچ کر شہر طیبہ میں دعا، جب زائروں مانگو، مجھے تم بھول مت جانا، مجھے تم بھول مت جانا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر، اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا
ملائک رشک فرمائیں گے پھر تو میرے مرنے پر، ملائک رشک فرمائیں گے پھر تو میرے مرنے پر، اگر مجھ کو ملے مرنا، اگر مجھ کو ملے مرنا، نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
گیا جو بھی مدینے میں کبھی خالی نہیں لوٹا گیا جو بھی مدینے میں کبھی خالی نہیں لوٹا وہ اپنا گو یا بیگانا وہ اپنا گو یا بیگانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر
عجب لذت عبادت کی وہاں پاؤں گا میں خاکی عجب لذت عبادت کی وہاں پاؤں گا میں خاکی پڑھوں گا جب میں دو گانا پڑھوں گا جب میں دو گانا نبی کے آستانے پر
اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر اگر قسمت سے ہو جانا نبی کے
اگر قسمت میں ہو جانا نبی کے آستانے پر مال و زر کی بات نہیں ہے یہ تو کرم کی باتیں ہیں جس کو چاہا طرفے بلایا میرے مدنی آقا نے Once there have been hundreds of people that are found in the beautiful land of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah unse jab pucha jaye ki bhai aap yahan tak kaise pahunche hain wo yahi kahenge ki bhai mujhe pata hi nahi there are hundreds of people like that ki they were no asbab they were no means for me to travel that I could actually even reach here mujhe pata hi nahi hai bas sarkar ka aisa bulava aaya ki in my kismat has opened my luck has opened my fortune had smiled at me many such people have even found mouth in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah Mu'azzab going for umrah going for hajj and meeting your death Allahu Akbar under the beautiful breeze of Gumbad-e-Khazra dear viewers can you imagine how fortunate are those people in fact Mu'azzab there's a beautiful narration and hadith of Rasul Kareem ki jo umrah ki niyat se jata hai aur intiqal kar jaye jo hajj ki niyat se jaye اور حج کے دوران اس کا انتقال ہو جائے until the day of قیامہ he shall be receiving the reward of حج و عمرہ سبحان اللہ یہ وہ جرنیز ہے یہ وہ سفر ہے کہ اگر موت بھی آ جائے دی ویوز آف قلین چینل even if a person meets his death in such a journey it is a blessing so imagine if you are still physically alive and you visit that city and that land even the dust the atmosphere the environment just being there is a blessing on its own It is stated, Mu'azzab, that even Ababil that fly around the holy Kaaba, they fly in the breeze. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi has stated, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that even when those Ababils, those birds are sick, they attain cure and shifa in the breeze around the Kaaba, Mu'azzab. Allahu Akbar. So when they get shifa, then why don't they get human beings, Mu'azzab? آپ کے قدم جب سے آئے ہیں مدینے میں ذرہ ذرہ روشن ہے آج بھی مدینے میں and shifa is given most devotees of Madini channel the sand of Medina the dust of Medina is shifa itself sahaba ali ibn also attained shifa from it may Allah accept all your lawful wishes every morning we commence our program with the discussion of Makkah and Medina Muhasab, alhamdulillah, with the discussions of Islam, echoing the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, azawajallah, our discussion is very important. And the reason why we select and decide to discuss matters of this nature is so that these are very obvious and physical situations which are noticed and witnessed in our surroundings, dear viewers of Madani Channel. That's the reason why today we are discussing value wealth before poverty. For there are many, many, many people out there jinke paas sab kuch tha. Sab kuch tha. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with immense, you know, so much of blessings. And the same people are found one day without anything, without a single penny. And there are people out there jinke paas kuch nahi tha. Yani, bilkul ghareeb faqeer samajh lijiye. But when Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the doors of blessings upon such people, dear viewers, after having nothing, they have almost, you know, so many blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla that their poverties are removed and they are able to do many things which they were unable to do before in the past. But Mohsab, the situation is such ki agar ek sawal kiya jaye ki who likes to remain poor, the answer will be almost zero, Mohsab. No person wants to save poverty, illa mashallah, in terms of, you know, besides the excellence of poverty and the excellence of hunger, the virtues of having sabr upon such poverty, Mohsab, are beyond measures. One cannot even, you know, bring that to his mind as to what are the rewards out there by Allah Azza wa Jalla for those who have sabr and patience upon poverty. But together with this, Mohsab, people out there want to, you know, at least for their bills. People want to meet their needs. People out there are fighting just to survive. In this country, South Africa, Mohsab, situations have changed. In many other parts of the world, situations have changed. People are just trying to keep their heads just above water. You know, Mohsab, just to say, I'm surviving. Is halat mein bhi aise situations hai ki hazaro log beghar ho chuke honge, hazaro log aise jinke jobs chote honge, hazaro log aise honge jinka kaam hai, magar that salary is not sufficing that family, Mohsab. And they are in need of more money, more finance. Is wajah se people are taking karza, taking debts, or falling into more debts. A person is into one hole, he falls deeper and deeper and deeper until he digs his own grave, Mohsab. And a person is always desirous of more and more to accumulate, to fight and to chase and to make that his aim and objective of life, Mohsab.
And whereas look at the qanaat and the contentment of the awliya Allah, subhanallah, this is a waqiyah of a famous wali of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a king came to in his court and he presented him some tuhfa. Right? And the wali of Allah, he then asked, what is it that you need? He said, I'm in need of more money. This is mikbah. So he said, then why are you giving it to me? Keep it. You are more in need of it than I am.
Allah.
I have nothing and I need nothing.
Allah, Allah,
you have Allah. Everything, but you still want some.
Allahu Akbar.
So
Allah.
You are more in need than I am.
Then you keep
I
it
don't
with
need
them.
This.
Allahu Akbar. What a brilliant answer. Yeah. Subhanallah.
So likewise, you know, our standards of living, we call it, many a time people will call it standards of living.
Okay.
So we have like a common hierarchy, you know, in when it comes to our needs and what a human being needs for survival.
Yeah.
Right, in the pyramid diagrams, you must have seen on the internet as well, you know, there are financial advisors that have come up with that law, that hierarchy. So the basic need is roti, kapda aur makana, as they say, you know, in Urdu, that we need bread to survive, eat something, and then a house to live and clothes to wear. These are the key survival requirements. Other than that, it's optional. And as people, let's say, for example, a person who was getting a wages of maybe, let's say, 5,000 rand a month in the previous year, and he was complaining that, you know, I can't meet the needs. My needs are not met. Next year, if he gets promoted, and let's say he gets 10,000 rand a month wages, that same person will still complain that my needs are not being met, because as soon as he got higher wages, he bumped up his standards of living. So if he was driving maybe
lower model
car, right?
Lower model car.
Yes, that are from previous generation.
Right.
Now he went and incurred extra expense. He incurred it himself.
By a more expensive model.
Yes. Just to show off, you know, raise the standards of living. If he was living in a two-bedroom house, now he'll go maybe take a bond on a house that is five bedrooms, let's say for example. And likewise, we keep raising our standards of living and we keep crushing ourselves through the mill just to meet the demands.
And then, Mohsab, with economy and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Prices have also escalated, increased, and spiked to, you know, such heights that those who were, you know, medium or say middle class people, they have fallen in the category of the lower class people. And those who are lower actually gone deeper into problem, Mohsab. Mm-hmm. There are people who could survive three quarters of the month, and the last few days of the month, they couldn't manage to make ends meet. Now they can't even make it half the month. In the first 10 days of the month, you know, they're already done with their salaries and they are looking out there as to what else can we do. Look, for those who are living literally from hand to mouth, Mohsab, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for everybody out there. The whole idea for this is for us to see, look at the taqseem of Allah, Mohsab, ki koi ameer hai, to koi ghareeb hai. Somebody is rich, then somebody is poor, somebody is faith, someone is dark. This is the taqseem and the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. If only we could see those who are poorer than us and appreciate and show shukr to Allah that I do have more than he has, and stop the desire of having more than what you do have at the poor one.
As it is the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the one who is lower than you, below you. You don't have to aspire in worldly matters now to look up to someone who is higher than you. But yes, in the ukhrawi matters, we are to advise to aspire someone who is higher than you. But in worldly matters, look at who is below
Allah,
you.
Allah, Allah. Yani agar aisa ho ki agar hum kisi alim ko dekhe, kisi mufti Islam ko dekhe, and we have the desire, kaash main uski tarah ban jao.
Subhanallah.
Kaash meri paas bhi ilm ho, ilm deen ho, ilm ki daulat se mujhe nawaza jaye. Misal ke taur pe. This desire is permissible, Mohsab. Whereas on the other hand, a person sees somebody driving the latest far and fancy vehicle, yet he also has one. Lekin wo talab dil mein jab uth jaye ki I wish I could also drive something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In worldly matters, you saw his standards above you and the desire increases to enhance your luxuries to meet and to be like him is something which we envy a person with worldly matters, Mohsab. And this is something so bad. In other words, indirectly, Mohsab, it shows na shukri to Allah ki main apne is daulat se khush nahi hu, mujhe aur chahiye. And then, Mohsab, many a times between the needs and wants, people for the sake of wants nowadays are, you know, violating the rights and the hukuk of each another. Brothers are fighting with each other. Just for once, we have two, three properties, there's a fourth one going, and the brothers will start fighting. Families are fighting. Ki kabza kiska hol ghar pe. Halaki pehle se maujood hai, Mohsab. Itna hai ki pushte kha sakti hain. Generations to come can eat and survive with what they have saved.
Mm-mm.
On the other hand, Mohsab, the discussion is that we don't value what money we have.
Mm-hmm.
As Mohsab mentioned, extravagantly money is being spent. People are spending money lavishly on branded clothing, Mohsab. Youngsters out there, yani ma, baap, boore ho chuke ghar mein. Kamai agar 12-20,000 bhi ho, Mohsab. You know, 12-20,000 rand the man is earning.
Mm-hmm.
And maa agar keh dein ki, you know, beta kehta hai ki, main koshish to karta hoon, ek aisa masla hua hai ki beta kehta hai kisi se ki, I do what I can do for my mother. Yani maa baap ke liye, mujhse jo bhi ho sakta hai, main karta hoon. To kisi ne us bande se phir kaha tha ki, agar aapki ammi jaan, aapke bachpan mein, when you were small child, agar ye keh deti, ki aaj khana nahi hai, chalo theek hai, chal jayega, jo bhi hoga, dekha jayega. You know, whatever can happen will happen. Whatever is to happen will happen. We'll see. We'll make a plan. You know, it's not like that. Whatever I can do, I will do.
Mm.
Your mother went out of her way in your infancy to provide milk for you, food for you, to comfort you, to fulfill your needs at that age when bachche ki kitne needs hote hain, Mohsab. Allahu Akbar. Kitne nakre hote hain, rona, dhona, ye wo sab cheeze. Your mother never said, I'll do whatever I can do.
Mm.
Had she said that during her infancy, you would have not reached this age of 18 and 20 years old. Lekin dekha jaye ki beta ya beti ho, 12-20,000, 30,000 kama rahe, lekin lakhon kama rahe hain. Lekin jab kharch karne ki baari aaye maa par, to 500 rand, 200. Example, misal ke taur pe, yani kam se kam. But maximum of his money, where is it going? It's going, Mohsab, in the luxuries. It's going towards his branded clothing. Sometimes it's witnessed. Sometimes on holidays, He's traveling other places with his family, but the mother, if he gives a 500 rand in her hands, £5, £20, example, dollars there, rand, jo bhi de. And he can afford more than that, but wo dene ke baad, the person then boasts that I'm doing a lot for my parents, you know, I'm trying a lot. Itna to kar raha hu. Halaki, the bulk of it is being spent on himself. Have you not learned from Surah Baqarah Muasab how that young child, that young boy who sold the cow, you know, with consultation of his mother, with consulting with his mother, may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to understand these matters of how should one value this wealth and not spend so much of money that we fall under the category of extravagantly spending and becoming the brothers of the devil of shaitan, as described in the Holy Quran.
And it is the advice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to value it, you know, before poverty. Before you get to see poverty, you know, value what you have. So in one way, it makes sense to what we have now is to keep some, you know, because we don't know what tomorrow might bring. And another way of looking at it is tadbir is not against taqdeer. This is our beautiful deen of Islam. We believe in taqdeer, but we also do tadbeer.
Allah,
you know, whatever
Allah.
We can do, right? Inshallah. For our family, for our well-being. And valuing wealth before poverty is something that is multifaceted. There are many ways that we can do it. For example, now it's the time of inflation, as Muasab has said. And now because of COVID and due to recession, global recession there has been, this recession is even greater than the 2008 recession. So now, the inflation rate, inflation what it is, the mahangai, the, you know,
expensive,
things are getting expensive. Bread, a loaf of bread that we used to buy for 10 rand has gone to 20 rand now. So in some cases, in some commodities, they have gone like double, they have doubled. Year over year inflation usually is around 7 to 8% on a yearly basis. The inflation grows. But because of a recession now, the inflation rate has gone higher, above 12% inflation rate. So if you had 100 rand in 2022, in 2023, in theory, that 100 rand is valued at 88 rand or 87 rand. So this is how inflation works. So if we hadn't saved or invested in something that may compound that little earning, little savings that we had, then we are, either way, we are losing due to inflation. So a wise person would do that. You know, before inflation comes, let me have a way of, you know, combating it when we are faced with the situation.
Subhanallah, Masab, what a beautiful explanation. And if only we understand, and if only we look towards finding solutions to our problems. Keep trying, dear viewers, inshallah. We are to discuss more as to how one should avoid poverty. What are the faults that many do, whether you are rich, whether you are poor? There are many things which are common amongst rich people and poor people, Masab. Yani, dono us masle mein phase hue hain. Misal ke taur pe, aap gharib ke shaadi mein chale jayein, ya aap ameer ke shaadi mein chale jayein. Dono aapko barabar milenge is hisse mein ki, when the food is being distributed, Muasab, there's so much of wastage. There is so much of lavish wastage, Muasab, ki itna khana pheka jata hai, itna khana pehle pakaya jata hai, phir uske baad dishing out ke waqt, khana distribute karne ke waqt, itna pheka jata hai ki agar hum sab ye dekh lein ki, besides your long meetings that we have to increase our business, yani meetings pe meetings kiye ja rahe, banda sochta hi rehta hai ki main kya karu, main kaun sa kaam karu, kaun sa business kholu ki mere kaam theek ho jaye, mere mamla durust ho jaye. Bhai, hum itna soch kyun rahe hain? Jabki hadith pak mein aaya Muasab ki Rasool e Kareem Salam was walking past and he was entering his home and he found a piece of bread on the ground, Muasab. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted the piece of bread. He showed this piece of roti ka jo tukda tha, apne, he's showing it to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, and he says, making ishara to this, the day this, yani the roti, leaves any nation, it never returns back.
Allah.
This is the summary of the narration. The khulasa maine bayan kiya. Theek hai, it's an authentic hadith. The day this leaves any nation, yani jo khana hai na, this is a blessing from Allah. People waste water. Habit of pouring one glass of water, but always having the habit of leaving little water in the glass. It is extravagant wastage. Likewise, people's eyes are bigger than a stomach. We dish out more than we can chew and we can eat. Then people are found wasting bread, wasting rice, wasting gravy, not cleaning the plate correctly and thoroughly. Whilst a person is eating, this shows this person has so much that he doesn't even care how he eats. Whereas there are people out there who are suffering for one dana maata. Ek ek dane ke liye taras rahe, ek ek qatre pani ke liye log duniya mein taras rahe. Agar hum ek stats ko dekhen ki Africa ke andar, only in Africa the amount of food that's wasted maasab, there are stats related to this maasab, that could suffice half of Africa. The amount of food that's wasted in the entire Africa could survive half of South Africa. The people in this country who are facing poverty, so on and so forth, maasab, that wasted food can suffice the poor people of the country. Can you imagine maasab? There are such stats like this, and this is only increasing. To dekhe na, chahe ameer hua ya gharib ho, dono isme equally paaye ja rahe maasab. Is kaam mein dono equally wastage kar rahe hain. So why is it like this, that we are not protecting the wealth which Allah has bestowed upon us? Why aren't we thinking that if agar hum kaam isse chala sakte to phir uski haajat kya hai? Allah azza wa jalla has blessed you with something which your neighbor doesn't have, then don't wish to have what he has. Be happy and content with what Allah has given you already. Now also when this happens, there are different avenues and doors of blessings. The person automatically starts feeling happy about everything in life.
Alhamdulillah.
But now we say, wo khushi nahi hota hai muhasab. Jahan chal raha hota, usko dekhta phir uspe nazare, usko dekha phir uspe nazare. Everything he sees, he wants it. This is the desire of man. This is the heart of man. We say, inshallah, azawajallah, we are to discuss more dear viewers of Madani channel. There are more solutions which we want you to follow. Inshallah, if you follow these guiding steps and lines, inshallah, you will find that your poverty will come to an end. If only with good intentions and niyyah, you perform and do what solutions we are to give you at the end of the program. For now, we have our callers, inshallah. And I, without any further delay, want to link with our callers, inshallah, to see what the callers have to say. Back to our segment. Did you know the question for this morning was, where did Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salam bury the blessed body of the first insan and human on earth? Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam after the great flood. This was the sawal. Ab dekhte hain ki hamare nazreen ne jawab kya diya hai. Let's ask and request our director sahab to give us the first caller for this morning. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Adam Abdullah Salim. I'm from Mozambique, Maputo. The answer is in Medina.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. This brother has called from very far away. MashaAllah, may Allah reward our brother Salim, MashaAllah, who has called in. May Allah accept all your lawful wishes. And he says, in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. I hope that the brother have understood the question first. Sawal ye tha ki, where did Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam bury the blessed body of Adam alayhi salam after the great flood? The brother says Medina. If he heard correctly, he still says Medina. Let's go to the next caller.
My name is Fazil. I'm leaving Johannesburg. I like your program, Sheikh. Jazakumullah khair. And we are benefiting something from your programs always. MashaAllah. But the answer is, they bury him in Jerusalem.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, a very, very powerful message from our brother, MashaAllah, the dua that he has given us. May Allah accept all your supplications and the good and positive thought we have about, MashaAllah, those brothers who perform on Madani channel, MashaAllah, and all these silsilas and programs that you see on Madani channel, all this is the faizan of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, it is the blessings of Amir al-Sunnah, MashaAllah. Of course, over and above, it is the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah karam aisa kare kuch pe jahan mein ae daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen tumma ameen. Jazakallah brother for those motivational messages. And he says in the city of Jerusalem masab, that is to say Baytul Muqaddas. Let's see if we have more callers inshallah, and then we shall give the correct answer at the end of it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Musa Abdul Qadri from Zambia. I think it was in Jerusalem.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Did he say Zambia, Muasab? MashaAllah, Abdul Qadir from Zambia, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah bless our brother in both worlds. And from Zambia, for many others who don't know, is a country in Africa as well, MashaAllah. It is one of the neighboring countries of South Africa. And many people travel to Zambia. Many Zimbabweans, mashallah, work in South Africa. Many great mashayikh, yani ulama, great muballighs of Dawat Islami, mashallah, are working there. And many of them are doing dini khidmati in South Africa as well. Very beautiful country, brother, inshallah. Please do visit us in South Africa whenever you do come, brother. And he has given the answer as Jerusalem as well.
Subhan,
mashallah. So we have the first caller who said Madinatul Munawwara. And mashallah, other brothers mentioned Jerusalem. Allah Pak sabko salamat rakhi. The sahih jawab, the correct answer is, mashallah, wasa. Kya kehne? All the brothers who mentioned Jerusalem, your answer is correct. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is in the beautiful Baytul Muqaddas where Nuh alayhi salam had buried the blessed body of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is part of the history, Masa, the Islamic history, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Many people who visit Baytul Muqaddas, this masjid is a beautiful masjid. It is the first Qibla, of course. And Masa, it is mentioned in the virtues and fadail of this masjid that, you know, people should at least once in a lifetime, if you have the means to go for it as well, mashallah, see the blessings around this masjid. Subhanallah. You know, this is really amazing. Has Masa been to Baytul Muqaddas?
Not yet, inshallah, but definitely.
Inshallah.
It's on the bucket list.
Inshallah. Dua kari Masa ki Allah Pak apne karam se apne habib ke sadqe mein sabko Madina, Makkah aur Baytul Muqaddas dikhaye.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Thumma ameen. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. May Allah give us the full blessings of those beautiful cities. So, Mubarak once again for those who mention Jerusalem. Yes, your answer is correct. In Madinatul Munawwara, there is only one qabr, one grave of a Nabi of Allah Azzawajalla, who is the blessed Habib of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is the greatest, who is the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Jaise ki Allah ne farmaya hai, khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, aur rusul se ala, hamara Nabi. It is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who is resting in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. There is no other Nabi that is known who is resting there aside from Rasooli Kareem Raufur Rahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands of Sahaba Alihim Ridwan, Awliya, and our pious predecessors who are resting in the beautiful land of Madinatul Munawwara, Mu'athab, you know, in Jannatul Baqi as well, mashallah. But for those who mentioned Jerusalem, your answer was correct. Keep trying, inshallah, on a daily basis. We say shukran once again. Barakallah for taking the try, for putting in the efforts. And mashallah, you have now increased your knowledge about this matter as well. Alhamdulillah. Chalo, aage badhte hain. And we have now come almost towards the end of the program, Mu'asab. One hadith, Mu'asab. One person said to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am so poor ki I am unable to meet my own personal needs. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised this companion, and this can be found in Qurtubi, Mu'asab. Inshallah azza wa jalla, it is stated in this kitab, in this book, and in Tafsir Qurtubi and many other kitabs and books, it is stated, Mu'asab, this hadith can be found over there, that Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told this companion who complained or who mentioned or expressed his poverty in the court of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the companion that as of today, whenever you go home, say salam loudly, even if no one dwells in your home. Day after, recite once salah and durood upon me.
Subhan.
And day after, recite Surah Ikhlas Sharif once. And this companion taking these madani pearls directly from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or wahan se chala gaya. Ravi kehte Mu'asab, the narrator says that after a few days, this person returned in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said after making salam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been doing exactly what you have advised me and commanded me to do. Yani, jab main ghar jata hoon, salam karta hoon, phir durood e paak bhejta hoon, uske baad surah ikhlas padhta hoon. Surah ikhlas refers to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the entire surah. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, jab se maine ye amal kiya hai, from the time I have started this, in a short span of time, Allah has made my situation such that now I'm able to help my poor neighbors.
Subhanallah.
Those who are poor in my area, in my district, Mu'asab, ab unki madad kar raha hun. So this is such an easy means of attaining blessings in one sustenance, Mu'asab. People are having long meetings. How can we increase the business? Pehle salam to karna seekhein, inshallah. Salam ki barakat se Allah will grant you barakah and blessings. Can Mu'asab explain what is barakat?
Barakat is blessing that obviously comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this case, a barakat is the barakat of sending salat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as it is the recitation of Surah Ikhlas.
Allah pak hame tawfiq aur rafiqat ata farmaye. For those who have watched our program, mashallah, often recite Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim after Salatul Asr on a Friday till Salatul Maghrib. Maasab kaha jata hai ki is in lamhat mein, in auqat mein dua qubool ki jati hai. If you make dua for your own poverty and for the poverty of others and be happy for others without being jealous about others and for others, maasab, this also increases your lifespan, increases your barakah and blessings and sustenance as well. Yani topic to ye hai ki hum apne wealth ko value kare, extravagantly spend na kare. Topic to ye tha. And we are still discussing that, mashallah. But together with that, brothers in Islam, how can one avoid poverty as well is also very important. People who extravagantly threw the money on gambling, on casinos, on the pubs, on people, unnecessarily, thousands and thousands have been spent without fulfilling the rights of others, where you have violated them. Maybe you have taken debts from people, but not paying the debts, but spending money on branded clothing. These are the situations. It's just the greed and the want which is just increasing. May Allah save us from the greed of this dunya. May Allah save us from the greed of wealth. May Allah protect our wealth, and may Allah grant us tawfiq that we may spend this wealth for His happiness.
Master, and
for
the pleasure. One short message that goes as the city English saying, you know, want not, waste not. You know, so don't want what you not supposed to have.
Allah
and waste
Allah.
Not. Don't waste.
Yeah, well, you know, very good.
So,
shukran once again, Master, for all these Madani pearls that you share, and for the viewers of Madani channel who sat and watched this program from beginning to end, and for those who shared it with others. May Allah bless you in both worlds. May Allah never make us anyone's muhtaj besides Himself. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from muhtajgi. Na muhtaj karkar tu jahan mein kisi ka, mujhe muflisi se bacha ya ilahi. Mujhe muflisi se bacha ya ilahi. Ameen bijahin nabi jil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, please remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Start your day with remembrance of Islam. Start your day with remembrance of Islam. Start your day. Start your day.